Welcome to Books in the Middle, a podcast just for middle school books. Do you ever feel that people just don't take you seriously? That's how Miranda feels. Miranda feels like her whole life, her older sister, Lander, has always kind of thought she was such a little baby and such a little kid, even though Miranda is now 15 years old. Still, Lander's quite a bit older than she is. In fact, Lander is about ready to start medical school in the fall. So Miranda's really looking forward to this summer, spending it at the cottage with Lander as much as possible. See, their parents own a little cabin in the woods on the Connecticut River. And it's really fun to watch everybody come to the Connecticut River on the weekends especially, and just hang out and have a good time. This particular Saturday morning, they are looking out at all the boaters that are on the water. Miranda has grabbed a pair of binoculars because, honestly, she kind of likes to spy on people in the water. So she has come across one little boat that's in the water, and she notices there's a problem right away. It looks like the guy that's driving the boat is trying to help his friend learn how to water ski. The problem is they don't have a spotter in the back of the boat to let the driver know when the water skier has gone down in the water, and this water skier is not doing very well in the water. Miranda's watching these two guys, and to be honest, they're kind of cute. So she mentions that to her older sister, Lander, and of course, Lander takes the binoculars, and she takes a look, and she's like, ooh, I claim the driver, which of course, you know, whatever. So as they're watching these guys, Lander hands the binoculars back. They see that there's a barge that's about to come into the channel close to their house. Now, this particular part of the Connecticut River gets kind of narrow, which means there's not a lot of room for the barge to come through, and all the little boats have to go off to the side to let the barge come through. And all the little boats seem to realize this, and they're moving out of the way of this huge barge, except for that boat that paid it last. It looks like the driver doesn't even see the big barge coming, and everyone on shore starts to panic because they know that the paid it last boat could get crushed, and for sure, the water skier behind him. Everyone knows that the water skier has to get picked up out of the water. The paid at last does not pick up the water skier. The boy in the water takes the tow handle, signals that he is ready, and the paid at last sets off again. The lime green tow rope grows taut, and the boy in the water rises perfectly. Miranda's heart is racing. He's got to stay up this time, and the paid at last must leave the channel and get out of the way. Miranda focuses the binoculars on the driver. He is looking upriver, not back at the skier he's towing. Miranda is watching his arms and hands. She sees him cut back on the throttle. The tow rope immediately goes slack. The driver has intentionally dumped his friend in the path of the barge. She swings the binoculars. The skier is bobbing in the water. Too late, he seems aware that 700,000 gallons of diesel fuel are about to crush him. How terrifying the vast bow of the barge must look. He kicks away the skis and strips off his flotation device so that it won't slow him down. Upriver, the paid at last makes a long, leisurely circle. It is now safely out of the channel, puttering along Miranda's side of the river. There's no longer time to pick up the boy in the water. Through the magnification of her binoculars, Miranda sees no expression of horror on the driver's face. He seems placid. He is murdering his friend, thinks Miranda. The barge will suck his friend under and hold him under for a long time. It's a perfect murder. He'll claim he was stupid and unthinking, and he's ever so sorry, and it will go down as a tragic accident. When she looks back, the water skier is gone. Miranda, shocked, looks at Lander and says exactly what she just saw. Lander, in turn, looks at her and says, "How could you even think such a thing, Miranda? How dare you say that? Of course it was a horrible accident. Don't ever repeat that again." And goes down to the boat dock to meet the guy that was driving the paid at last. But Lander doesn't realize, and neither does Miranda, that Lander's warning will come back to haunt them. both. No Such Person by Carolyn B. Cooney.